Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota mayors are calling out the governor and state lawmakers to get the fraud problem under control. Mayor Nate George of Brom says when it comes to fraud, cities and towns serve as an example of how to run government.
Local budgets must balance. Local government and private citizens must live within our means. We are audited, we are accountable, and when mistakes happen, they are visible, immediate, and personal. But when fraud or mismanagement happens at higher levels and is allowed to continue unchecked, the consequences are pushed downstream.
261 mayors from across the state have signed the letter of accountability and have sent it to the Capitol. The group says very few state lawmakers have wanted to discuss the fraud problem with them. Education Minnesota, Duluth Public Schools, and Fridley Public Schools are suing the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in an attempt to stop immigration enforcement near public schools. Education Minnesota President Monica Byron.
Every day, we're helping students and families who are living in fear. We worry constantly about immigration agents raiding our workspaces. And we feel the ache of knowing we can't honestly tell our students that they're safe.
The lawsuit asked the court to strictly limit anti-immigration operations on school property in Minnesota. Minnesota sugar beet farmers are facing a growing financial crisis, and relief could be coming from Washington. Republican Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach says she met with the USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins to push for Minnesota producers to receive a share of $1 billion in supplemental economic relief. Fischbach's office says sugar beet farmers are being squeezed by falling prices and rising production costs. In other headlines, state and local officials are expected to attend today's ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Anoka Cannabis Company. Operations Director Kevin Morelli says they're excited to open the state's first municipal cannabis dispensary.
13 total applied during the first opening, but there are a lot of munis that are watching just to see how it goes with us.
Morelli says the cannabis flower and product comes from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. Events are planned Friday and Saturday to celebrate the grand opening. Minnesota will be strongly represented at the 2026 Winter Olympics in northern Italy, with 37 athletes competing for Team USA and another 22 athletes with Minnesota ties representing other countries. Competition for Minnesota Olympians at the Milan Cortina Games begin Thursday, with the opening ceremony scheduled for Friday. This is MNN.